Right.
Next case.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,480. Belva Robinson seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Robin Hood Road, approximately 179 feet south of Oak Branch Road. The 911 address is 36744 Robin Hood Road, Delmar. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 15.07. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.1-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing garage exceeding 600 square feet. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Address for the record.
Sure. My name is Beverly Robinson. I'm here representing my mom, Belva Robinson. I live at 6355 Kyle Drive in Sykesville, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please state your case and that what you're asking for.
Sure. Kind of a unique situation. My sister and her then husband built a home on this property back in the year 2000. In 2011, she divorced, and my mom, who's 84 years old, moved in, and they together owned the property with right of survivorship. Last October, my sister died unexpectedly. My mom thought the right of survivorship would have gone the other direction. Anyway, mom went to sell the house, and we found out through the survey that an existing garage, detached garage, that's been sitting there for 20 years, needed a variance. If you look at the survey that's provided, the back corner is 13.9 feet from the property line. And if you look at the color pictures, you'll see that it's tree lined. And I know that when this was built, they did not want to disrupt any of the tree because it was a nice barrier, which is still there. So, with that being said, if you would like me to go through and answer the five questions.
Please.
The existing structure was so placed in order to preserve the existing tree line. I'm sorry.
Take your time.
Tree line on the side, backyard property line. It was built, to my knowledge, with a building permit and inspection. I was not aware of the need for a variance until the property was recently surveyed. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of zoning ordinances because that variance is needed. It was not created by the applicant. It was created more than 20 years ago. It's not going to alter the appearance of anything, and home is not in a homeowners association. The variance granted in this matter represents the minimum variance needed. I also have a letter signed by the adjoining property owner saying he does not have a problem with the variance request. Sorry about that.
Mr. Whitehouse?
We do not have a copy of that letter for the file, if you're happy to share it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we do. Is that the same one that's been scanned?
Yes.
It's
the two building permits issued You want to talk about those?
Yes.
Asking Mr. Whitehouse.
If I can assist, Madam Chair. Just looking at the history, there was a building permit applied for in February of 2000 for the original dwelling with additions. That was actually CO'd actually in August of 2000, which synchronizes with the 20-year timeframe. The permits that we have at the moment were applied for an accessory structure of more than 400 square feet for the detached garage. They were applied for in July of this year, presumably because they've arrived on the site after the original building permit for the dwelling. They're still active, and they're pending the current
outcome
of this case, so.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? No? Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application? Thank you.
Just very quick questions. Is there a well and septic on this property?
Yes.
Where is that located? Do you know where they're located?
I do. In fact, I was there when the man came and inspected the property line. The drain fields are running parallel to, is there a picture or something? I cannot. The drain fields are here.
Okay, so along the northern side property line. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it?
That's all I have.
I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I make a motion we approve case number 12,480. She met all the standards for granting the variance and did a real good job answering all five questions.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, your application is approved, and we are so sorry for your loss.